I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Get by the channel ASAP. It's the afternoon JUB. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Who gives a fuck about Swift and Kelsey? It's the afternoon JUB.
That's right, 2:39 on a Tuesday on the sweet spot, and that means one thing and one thing only. It's time for a little afternoon jub, so we say hello to one-third of the morning musers, the Marconi winner, Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one George Dunham.
Yep.
All right.
Jub, how we doing?
Sweet spot. I'm doing great. It's opening week.
That's right. And
and the Rangers are just a game and a half back.
That's right. Mm. So we didn't do a segment on that today.
We have a sponsor, Ham?
Globe Life.
All right. Even better now.
The Zombie Rangers. Yeah. They're making us proud. By the way, congratulations to the kiddo. 69
oh, thank
to nothing.
You.
Houston
yeah.
Christian.
Big win for Houston Christian last Thursday night.
The Buffaloes of Arkansas Baptist.
They called their score and they said 69. It's what we
yep.
want.
Nice.
Very nice.
Big special
nice.
So now
on what?
To Eastern Kentucky.
Mm. Okay.
On the road.
Ooh.
Special teams, yeah. Touchdowns? What do we have?
I think the best thing they did all night, kickoff coverage was good. They did not clear the 20. They forced three punts that did not go 10 yards because of pressure.
Nice.
And they did have a couple of snafus. They tried to fake an extra point and threw an interception.
It's okay.
And they tried a fake punt that didn't work. But, you know, it's first game.
Yeah.
It's first game. It's on they put it on tape showing, okay, we may fake something here.
George, did you hear our opening segment where we played some audio from EA yesterday in a – Justin thinks you'll get a real kick out of this if you haven't heard it. It was he was going for a name, but he totally butchered it. Did you hear this?
I did not hear this, no.
So he was trying to say, they were talking about, they were previewing the North Carolina TCU game last night. And and EA was going for Brent Musburger, which I don't think is a difficult name to say. There's quite a few out there that I struggle with.
No, you work at a sports station.
Yeah.
You should know Brent Musburger.
Yeah. Like Nico Iamaliava. Is kind of hard to say.
That one trips me up almost every time.
It's hard for me to say Cal Raleigh because of the A-L in the first name is pronounced differently than the last name.
Yeah, Cal.
I always want to say Cal Raleigh, but it's Cal Raleigh. Big dumper.
Yeah.
You go with that. But Brent Musburger. Here, let's listen to EA.
Okay.
Brent
Musburger.
Let's play from the beginning.
The over-under on how many times we see Belichick's girlfriend tonight.
Has to be like five or six times.
That's what I thought.
I think it'll be five or six times. I would say she gets mentioned maybe, I don't know, I would go up to like 15 times in terms of.
I think somebody's going to do the, what was it, Bert Musburger?
Brent Musburger?
Yeah.
Sorry. Bert?
Who?
Bert Musburger.
Bert.
He's friends with the guy Mork. Mork and Bert.
Dalton.
What's his name again?
And Dalton.
Brent Musburger. Yeah.
Rent?
Brent.
Rent Musburger?
Brent.
Brent.
Brent Musburger.
I swear, he is a talking bear. It's just awesome.
Man.
Bert Musburger.
Musburger.
Brent Musburger. Yeah.
Justin, was in the Open you played the hot dog eating contest? Was that last Labor Day?
Yeah.
So they did a hot dog eating contest on Labor Day, not the 4th of July.
Hot dog?
But even then, it's like,
don't
he sounds
it.
Like
it's a holiday.
He does sound like a bear. Like if we're making a cartoon with a talking bear.
Yeah,
EA has
especially
the role.
When it's eating in eating hot dogs too, and then trying to talk trash about
calling
that.
Creighton a loser.
EA the hot dog
loser.
Creighton,
stupid.
So, what was Labor Day like for Ja? What did we do over the holiday, the extended weekend?
Well, we had as you mentioned football game on Thursday, and then traveled back to the Metroplex. Shout out to Grace and Christopher. Grace is my niece, and Christopher is now her new husband. They got married over the weekend. So we had a family wedding over the weekend. And yeah, it was really cool. Saw some cousins I haven't seen in a while. And
Elmer Wayne?
Elmer Wayne was not there.
Oh, man.
Dang. Not my cousin, just a guy who calls into the station, but had a great time and watched some football. I actually did something I haven't done in a while, and I've since gone back and watched it because you miss things. All right, what was said?
Nothing. A ham played.
What'd you
something.
Say?
What'd you play, a ham?
No, no, no.
I mean, it's Labor Day.
No, none of that.
You got to work for it.
Yeah.
No, I watched a big game at a sports bar. In fact, it was at the sports bar right below the ticket.
Okay. Which game was it?
Ah, Hero.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the Texas game there.
Okay.
And it was a fine experience. But I just, this is a game I probably would have gone back and watched again anyway to look at key plays, but I just don't know if I'm going to do that anytime soon, unless it was, you know, there was people who wanted to watch the game together because we were at a, you know, a family gathering, so I was fine with it. But what do you guys think of going, especially if it's a big game that really matters, and going and watching it at a bar?
See, I'm glad you brought that up. So for Cowboy games, I can't watch Cowboy games in public. Or really with other people. Yeah. Like I'll watch the game. Sometimes I'll take notes. Sometimes I'll rewind and watch stuff. Yeah. Now for Texas, Ohio State, if it's a big game like that, I can watch with friends and stuff. And Sean and I and Lando watch Notre Dame and Miami Sunday night.
Yeah, that's
was like
fun.
Going.
That's
yeah,
great.
Just a few
yeah.
Yeah.
But that was Cosm where it's like
right.
You're at the game.
Yeah. But for most.
Yeah, man, that place looks so cool.
It's great. You need to go. But yeah, for most big games, non-Cowboy games, I can watch out at a bar. I think it's fun. If you don't have to pay too close attention to it, it's fun. But yeah, for Cowboy games, strict rule, I can't go watch those anywhere because it's just too distracting.
Yeah. We used to have to go, it was an opportunity. Back in the early days of the ticket, they would sell like watching parties with us, and we would go and watch Cowboy games. And we end up, you know, usually you're going to watch a Cowboy game at least two times anyway, but yeah, I would just, between conversations and you could barely hear what was being said, I just felt like, I don't know, that I was lost watching the
game.
You're
getting whipped by Sideshow Bob and Mexican Junior.
Yeah, from way back in the day.
And for whatever, like George, I don't know if Junior and Daddy and your show is texting you during the games, but for whatever reason, if I'm watching the Cowboys and Sean and Justin and I, we'll usually text during the game and just, you know, send notes and stuff with each other. But it's easier for me to focus on the game doing that than it is, you know, if there's people around, like, having a conversation with you. Like, it's really hard to keep your attention on the game. It's like, yeah, I got to do a bunch of segments on this week, so we can talk later.
I can definitely do the text thing, and maybe this is good for context or something, especially a Cowboys game. If it's just a college game, or I'm just, you know, flipping around watching different things on Saturday or Sunday, I guess I can have, you know, socials up and to see what people are saying. But that's another one that really distracts me. I've been on one of the few guys at the ticket that does not have X up when a Cowboy game is going. Is that a mistake?
There's always fun to be had.
Yeah.
Especially if things go real sideways.
It's kind of funny. And now you'll have, you know, if there's a big play or something, it'll be, the replay will be on Twitter right away, which I think I think there's value in that. And you wouldn't see Ryan Day's nipple piercings if you're not on Twitter during the Ohio State game.
Right. And I got on it a little bit last night just to enjoy some of the comedy during the North Carolina game, which, by the way, how early was that in the game? Because I just saw one deal on Soch last night of her talking to him on the sideline, and I think the caption was, "Could I have $20 for the concession stand?"
I'm not sure when that was.
She
I would guess
a lemon chill
late in the game. Yeah. God, he
was
has
she
to be so
on the
beaten.
Sideline throughout the game?
I mean, at least at that point, I guess that was somebody in the crowd just had a cell phone video of her, and she walks up and says something and then walks away. I wonder
but
what
I mean,
she was
the
saying.
Game was still on, even if there's only like 30 seconds left in the game. I can't believe that he agrees to that. He goes back and talks to her as his team's just getting throttled.
Could you imagine 15 years from now, George, you're dating somebody that's in their mid-20s, like just fresh out of college?
Wait, let me visualize that for a second.
And she's just in the studio.
Gross. I'm sorry I brought that.
Why did I just hear your belt come undone?
No. And she's in the studio? No. Number one, I won't be working. And that's the other thing I was wondering last night was Belichick had to have the thought of, man, I should be, I've got tons of, he has tons of money. He should be in Hawaii or someplace now.
You know who loved that the most was his ex-wife. She had to love that the most.
She really enjoyed last night.
That's why.
Especially the ask for the money for the concession stand.
None of this may. I hope Bill's okay. I honestly hope he's all right.
I know. I kind of wonder that,
I worry about it. Because, like,
I know.
He never shows emotion, which is on brand for him. Like,
right.
Carolina scores the first touchdown last night to go up 7-0. They show the sideline, and he's just classic Bill Belichick, not celebrating or anything.
But I'm
and
with
then
you.
He's
the
with
look
a 24-year-old
there was empty.
Hot girlfriend. Like, it doesn't. What is he?
I know.
What is he getting out of this other than she's hot? But does he really care about
when
that?
A man and woman love each other?
I know,
very much, David. Oh.
But does he? Like, I don't know if he thinks about anything other than football. Like, he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy that cares about that. And now all of a sudden, he's got a 24-year-old.
I think there is something to him. I mean, he is getting to the age where, you know, things can start affecting your brain. And I wondered that last night looking at him, like, is he kind of lost right now? Is he okay? I don't know. I hope he is. I hope
true.
He is.
His son's
and he just has
over.
A bad football team.
Yeah, his kid will be fine, right? Giving up 600 yards on defense.
Yeah, yeah, they'll be great.
Well, George, let's do this again next week. We'll have a Cowboy game. I guess
we'll have a Cowboy
Thursday,
game to kick around.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of Cowboy notes to talk about next Tuesday.
Man, this is going to be interesting. This entire year, Thursday night, late September, when the Packers come here.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's
going to be really, really interesting.
Go Cowboys. All right, George.
Go Cowboys.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. See you, boys.